produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
This is Dr. V. You're tuned in to Love Your Making. Listen, it is always a sage conversation with leaders. Listen, we want to teach you how to find the love of God in His words from Genesis to Revelation. How about that? Listen, in 2021, we can't do nothing well but to read and eat His word, live by His word, lead by His love, lead with love, and know that you have that responsibility, that authority, that integrity of spirit and soul to do so. I'm so happy to be with you here today. Listen, we have a few minutes. Let's just pray and open up your word. I'm going to give you a heads up. Go to 2 Kings chapter 2. We're going to be all up in that, verse 1 to 21 or 22. So grab your Bibles while I'm praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father, we magnify your name this day, for you are good and worthy to be praised. You, God, are an on-time God, as the saints of God used to say, and we love you for being on time, in time, for us. Listen, your leaders are hungry, we are thirsty, we need a word from you, we need some instructions, we need some encouragement, we need some strengthening, we need some correction, all of that. We know that most of all is really, we're really coming and telling you, Father, that we need your wisdom, and you told us exactly where to come when we need it. If we lack wisdom, come to you. You give it freely and liberally, and so we thank you in advance for the wisdom you're going to give Dr. V and us as we listen with our hearts and our minds and our spirits this day to your word. There's a question. There's a question that you have put forth, and we know that the answer is already in the question, right? So thank you, Lord God, for this lesson today, and thank you for just allowing me, yours truly, to bring forth the word to your leader. We are loving our making because you are helping us to do so. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen. I got a lot to tell you, and I don't have a lot of time to tell you, so I need you to listen very close. Lean in to the radio, lean into whatever you're listening from all over the world, okay? Question for you. Can we talk about mantles for a minute? Yes. Oh, so I've been getting calls from all across the country here in the USA, because a lot of people who know me found out, that, like I did a few days ago, that my leader, my mentor, my first spiritual mom, who's poured into me for 40 years in the personage of Dr. Brenda Elise Wright, went on to be with the Lord. She did that just a few short days after my own Bible college dean Inetta Hayward, Helen from New York City, Brenda from Hemet, California. These two ladies died within a week, and they had poured into my life, one 33 plus years, one 40 plus years. They had strong mantles. They were powerful, anointed, statuesque women physically and spiritually. They were like, look, sister giants. They were. They loved the Lord. They loved me. It was a deep loss. And so when I was getting those calls, they were calling me from all over the country and said, Dr. V, your leader has been taken away, like the scripture says. But they said, you know, this is what they said. Listen to me, what they said. They said, you know, you're going to have to pick up their mantle. And I'm going like, those were some heavy mantles they had, both of them. Particularly Dr. Wright, who set up under Catherine Kuhlman. Catherine Kuhlman was her pastor, and she and Carlton Pearson were one of the last few people that Catherine prayed for before she passed away. Who is Catherine Kuhlman? Oh my God, a woman of faith, a woman of miracles. We'll talk about that in another broadcast. But I want you to go with me to 2 Kings so we can look at this scripture. And I'm going to start out with this most amazing, I'm going to start out at verse 14, and then I'm going to go back up to 1 and read down to it, because I want you to get this in your spirit so powerfully, like I got it when God first gave it to me. I'm going to be reading from a Bible Gateway King James Version, I believe. Verse 14, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? That was the question. That was the real question. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And I'll go back to the first, because you're going like, why are you dropping down in the middle of this chapter and trying to get us to answer a question? Well, let me keep the question on your mind. Where is? I want to talk to you about mantles. I already said that, right? Chapter 2, verse 1, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgad. And Elijah said unto Elisha, I may be pronouncing that wrong, but get with me, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Verse 3, and the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha. Elisha, I keep pronouncing that, but you know what I'm talking about. And said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know. I know this. Hold your peace. You're going to get me reading like that, because I know this passage so well. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Verse 5, and the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. Verse 6, and Elisha said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, come on now, sounds like a broke record, right? And as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went together. They went on, the two of them. Verse 7, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to the view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah, look, listen to this, verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, verse 9, when they were gone over, that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Now this is all in one day, right? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of that spirit be upon me. And he said, verse 10, thou hast asked a hard thing. That's a hard thing, right? You heard that before, right? Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Look at this. Verse 11, and it came to pass, as they still went on, and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. Yeah. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. Verse 13, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Verse 14, you've heard it from me before. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters back at the Jordan, where Elijah had did it earlier, right? Yeah. In verse 8, there you go. They parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. Want to pause right here. Let's just do a quick study on mantles just in case. You're not really, what are you talking about, Dr. V? What are you talking about? Okay. What is a mantle in the Bible? That's the question you have on your heart right now, right? Although there are various variations of the meaning of mantle in the Bible, the main idea is that of a covering such as a cloak or other article of clothing. The New American Standard Bible uses the word mantle in Joshua 7:21 and Hebrews 1:12. In the former passage, the ESV translates the word as a cloak, and in the latter, robe. In biblical times, a mantle was typically a large, loosely fitting garment made of animal skin, probably sheepskin. Several people are mentioned as wearing a mantle, including in the book of Job, Job 1:20, Ezra 9:5. Prophets were known for wearing mantles as a sign of their calling from God. 1 Kings, verse 19 and 13. Write those down if you... Or just review the tape if you'd like to just do a deeper study. The prophet Samuel wore a mantle, 1 Samuel 15:27. The prophet Elijah threw his cloak around Elisha as a symbol of Elijah's ministry being passed on to Elisha. The prophet's mantle was an indication, listen up, of his authority and responsibility as God's chosen spokesman. Men. 2 Kings 2:8. We read that earlier. Elisha was not confused as to what Elijah was doing. The putting on of his mantle made his election clear. Some theologians see the mantle as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. I concur. For example, in 2 Kings 2:14, Elisha takes the mantle that had fallen from Elijah, similar to how Jesus received the Holy Spirit descending on him at his baptism in Matthew 3:16. The audible voice of God in Matthew 3:17 confirms Jesus as God's chosen servant. Here's my beloved son, who I am what? Well pleased. That was the wording. Okay, now Isaiah 42:1, look that up as well. We see a similar falling of the Spirit in Acts 8:15-16 and Acts 10:44. It's only after Elijah takes the fallen mantle that he performs miraculous works. 2 Kings 2:14, verse 21 and 24, you will see that. The Holy Spirit is the person who empowers God's people to do what? God's work. Micah 3:8, Matthew 12:28, and Ephesians 3:16. Now listen, I like that Ephesians 3:16 part. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But let's finished his final little piece of the study about mantle. The mantle served the practical purpose of keeping people warm and protecting them from the elements. That's practical. It also served as a symbolic purpose in the case of the prophets, showing they were, listen to this, wrapped in God's authority. Come on, leaders. That's where we want to be. If we want to be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, we want to be wrapped up in the mantle of God and able to what? Wear that authority and wear it well. As all I tell you, line upon line, precept upon precept, with the authority, you have to understand that there's a condition that the authority is judged by, and that is, let all that you do what? Be done what? In love. That's my commentary on that part. The mantle can be seen as a symbol of the anointing, listen to this, of the Holy Spirit, whom God so graciously gives to who? All Christians. Don't let nobody sit in your pews and say they ain't got nothing to do and they don't have no anointing. Yes, they do. If you take on Christ, if Christ is being formed in you, you're not to bring milk all your life. Like Paul said, listen, let's go on to eat some meat. Let's go to some weightier things. Let's be about the Spirit. You know, walk in the Spirit and you will not what? Fulfill the lust of the what? Flesh. And so listen, this is the authority that we have as Christians. How are we going to walk on serpents if we don't have any authority, if we don't have any power, if we don't have any anointing? The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth. The Holy Spirit, according to that power, what's that power that worketh in us? In Ephesians 3:16, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Who raised Christ from the dead? The Holy Spirit. And so all these things, the Holy Spirit, stop ignoring the anointing and power we have in the Holy Spirit. Listen, you can have all the clothes. They can be designer this and designer that. But the anointing on your life is not wrapped up in a coat or a piece of clothes, but more so it is the power of the Holy Spirit, what? Operating inside you. Tell somebody. The mantle can be seen as a symbol of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, whom God so graciously gives to all Christians, the people of his choosing. 1 Thessalonians 1, 5 and 6, 1 Peter 2 and 9. Listen. That's just a brief study of the mantle. You can go deeper should you choose to do so. And I hope that you what? I hope that you do. Listen, when I start hearing all the stories about Dr. V, come on, you got to take on the mantle of these. I started going to the Father and going like, listen, God, I know that these were powerful women in you. And I know that they carried a powerful anointing. But what are you saying to me? What are you having people call to tell me? So this is part two of this. For those who thought like me that the mantle was too heavy to carry, even though I wanted to know God like Dr. Wright, and skillfully handle God's word like Dr. Wright, and walk in the gift of faith like Dr. Wright and Dean Hayward, shepherd like them. Yes, I marvel at their ability, their skillfulness, their anointing, the way they were just relentless all the way to the end, doing what God called them to do. I sat at Dr. Wright's feet for over 40 years and observed the weight of her mantle. I still feel inadequate until I read what? This chapter. That's 2 Kings 2 and 14. For this reason, over in Ephesians 3:16, I'm going to jump there because I want to make it really plain to you what God is trying to tell both of us today. For this reason, Paul says, I'm a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. The mystery was made known to me. It was made known to me by revelation. As I have written briefly, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it is now being received or revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And actually, let me tell you this, preface it, because you're going, what are you doing, Dr. V? This is in the Message Bible. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, listen to this, partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Verse 7, of this gospel, I was made to be a minister according to the gift of God's grace. Listen to that. Which was given me by the working of his power. That power is the Holy Spirit. Verse 8. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints. Listen to what Paul's saying is here. This grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light to everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things. So, verse 10, that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God's might now be known, made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Verse 11, this was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized where? In Christ Jesus our Lord, verse 12, in whom we have boldness, listen to this, and access, listen, Verlaine, listen, with confidence, listen, Verlaine, listen, audience, listen, leaders, through our faith in him. Verse 13, so I ask you not to lose heart. Come on now, they're gone. You're still here. What about the mantle over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory? That's Paul talking. Verse 14, for this reason, this is what his posture is. This is what my posture is. This is what your posture is, should be. I bow my knees before the Father. Hey, before who? Not before Dr. Wright, not before Dr. Hayward, not before any of your leaders who died before you, not before King Uzziah, all that, but before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is what? Named. Verse 16, that according to the riches, this is the point, Ephesians 3:16, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you, that will be me, that will be you, to be strengthened, come on, with power. What kind of power? The Holy Ghost power, through his spirit in your inner being. Verse 17, I'm going to go past that just for a little bit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which does what? Surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Let me tell you something. What has God called you to do that his fullness in you can prevent you from doing? Absolutely nothing. So when I was getting the call, saints of God, come on, Dr. V, you got to take up Dr. Wright's mantle. You got to take up Dr. Hayward's mantle. You've got to continue to be the great teacher. You got to continue to be the great pastor. You got to continue to teach leaders how to love. All of that, I was looking at what all those miracles that they had done. And I followed Dr. Wright. I followed Dr. Hayward where almost everywhere they went. I witnessed the power of God operating through their lives. I did that. And marvel at that. But when it came down to, now that they're gone, I got this mantle. Where did this mantle come from? The clue is in verse 2 Kings 2:14. When the question was, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He didn't say, Elisha, get this question right. He didn't say, where is Elijah? I need him here to help me part this water. I need this cloak to do what it needs to do. He said, he didn't look at the cloak, even though it was the mantle, it was represented. It was something he could touch, but he called on the Lord God, G-O-D of Elijah. Listen. Every mantle that you have on your life comes through the empowering and the strengthening of the Holy Spirit in your inner being. That the God who is God alone all by himself, there's only one God, a God. And so that God is who the mantle, the authority of the mantle is wrapped around you. That means that God in you, greater than anything outside of you, any assignment, any ministry, any business, any of the Father's business, that God that's operating inside of you in the personage of the Holy Spirit, that's the mantle. That's who you call on. I cannot call on the Brenda Wright to teach like her. I got to call on the God who taught Brenda Wright how to teach,
who anointed Brenda Wright to teach, who anointed her to preach, who anointed her to pastor, who anointed her to lay hands on the sick. That God who anointed her to cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. Hey, Jesus said, greater will you do. Why? Because I go to the Father. I wish I could tell you the whole story. I can't. We're running out of time. It's going to be a part two. I want you to stay for part two because we're not finished with this mantle thing. I want to encourage you as a leader. Ask yourself the question, whatever you get ready to do anything, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And in the get a clue, I'm going to give you an open book test. Christ said the kingdom of God is where? Within. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for part one of this lesson. We're going to come back with part two. Your leaders, your sage leaders who are learning to lead with love, who are learning to eat this word so they might be empowered. You, oh God, quicken them, oh God, to get a deeper revelation of what a mantle is all about. Help me to continue to make it clear and plain to them. And we'll be careful to give your name the grace, the glory, the honor and the praise that it is due. Listen, we love you and we know you love too. This has been Love Your Making with Dr. V. Stay tuned for part two. Coming soon. Love you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.